Ted Nguyen, good morning to all the people following me on Twitter. I've got a special guest who is responsible for the implementation of a national award-winning program that is enhancing public safety. So first of all, introduce yourself and tell me how you got the idea of the program.
My name is Dave Beeler, Deputy Sheriff with Orange County. We started developing the program in 07. We realized a need for some type of automated tracking system, which we did not have. So we decided to try our, began in 07, late 07 to design it. Went live in 08, and the biggest benefit for me has simply been the value of it is just as an investigative tool, the shared network with the other agencies now that are coming on board, and just the time saving and just tracking, documenting, and then of course just saving in physical space.
So for somebody who is not familiar with the system, how it works, can you walk us through, you know, specifically how does it work? You know, there's an incident of graffiti that's reported, for example, in one of the cities in Orange County. So what happens from then on?
There's two basic components. One is the public works component, and most agencies already had somebody, whether it was public works or contract company, that was at least documenting the graffiti, whether it was digital photographs or black and white, however they did it. What we offer now is a component where that can be downloaded to a web portal. And then once those posts are completed in the field, whether they're using smartphones or Wi-Fi devices in the field, once those posts are completed, then it populates over to the law enforcement side where we get to review the actual incident of graffiti. So we save all the time of the reports being sent, physically being sent from public works to law enforcement. Now it's all done in a matter of seconds, essentially, or minutes, since it's all done over the internet.
So it's automated, and it's just having the photo, and then it's specifically using geolocation and geotagging, it specifies the specific location of that. Is that how it works?
That is correct. If the smart devices in the field are GPS enabled, then they can use the geotagging, and it saves them having to even input the physical address. But some devices that are older don't have that, so we still have the option to enter a physical address for the location.
So as far as the startup cost, I understand it's been really minimal, and the cost effectiveness has been extraordinary. Can you talk to us about the use of technology in these cost-effective solutions?
Well, the technology with the smartphones, most people have smartphones, so there's really no startup cost because we provide the application for the smartphones. People are using their desktop computers, so we're just trying to join the smart devices in the field with what they already have in the office. As far as saving, I mean, we're not doing hard copies anymore. It's all electronic, all digitized, so the savings there. The program itself, the software is free. We provide it to whoever wants to use it. We just ask that we all network and share the intelligence. That's all we really ask. There is some basic startup cost for agencies if they don't have a server. That has to be kind of a standalone server for the program, but most agencies also have that. So as far as startup costs, they could be very, very low. And as long as we're all networked together and sharing the data, it works out for everybody.
Do you envision a time soon where, you know, people like myself, we have, you know, iPhones, smartphones. There are citizens out there that are, you know, traveling. And when they spot graffiti, you know, perhaps they can take a photo of that instance of graffiti, whether it's on a bridge or a street. You know, if it's a location that's safely, you know, accessible, that they can safely take a photo of. It's also geotagged. You know, is that something that you're possibly looking at and utilizing citizens to actually gather information? And report graffiti instances to proper law enforcement agencies?
We already have it set up, or we already have planned ahead for that scenario. What citizens can do is document it with their devices, and that would be sent to the city website. And then once the city website retrieves it, then they can then send out a work order and start tracking and documenting that way.
Okay. So where can citizens like myself and other citizens out there, how do they do that?
I would recommend going to the city first to see, because depending on the city, some have that feature, some do not. But our program does allow that, so it's just a matter of the IT with the Sheriff's Department and then with the city just if it's not offered, just to have a meeting usually and just get it figured out.
Right. So it's a call of action that citizens can be involved, and citizens are oftentimes part of the crime prevention solution. So it's a call to action for citizens that want to be involved in their communities and to report graffiti and to share that information with proper law enforcement agents so that they can do so with the technology.
Yes, most cities already have either a graffiti hotline, or you can actually enter in the incident on their website. But as far as the smart devices in the field, it's a very simple application. It's just a matter of coordinating that with the city website to get that all up and running.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on the well-deserved honor.
Thank you.